Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kyle Worsham, and I'm coming to you live from planet Earth, bringing you tonight's edition of Triggering Transparency. What is transparency? What do you mean when you say that, Kyle? Well, to answer that, to answer myself, and to anybody out there who's wondering, transparency is the purest form of ourselves. I often talk about this. I've experienced this state, so I have a little basis to go off of, and I'm to share this with others. Because people right now are exposing themselves, their true colors, whether they like it or not, and whether they're aware of it or not, it's happening. They are feeling justified in their actions. And it's all such a beautiful thing in this front. Because this is identifying the weeds in the wheat. Whenever you take away the them out of the us and them, there only leaves us. And this can be perceived through any set of eyes, through any individual's eye self, through that set of eyes. It can be done. You can see the best in anybody, no matter the circumstance. They may not even see it themselves. And this is most especially important in that case. Because we are creators. Now, even if one tells themselves, oh, you're full of shit, Kyle. You know what I mean? I'm not a creator. You've created more in your life than you will ever realize through a physical set of eyes, through a physical perception. We create all around us every day. We are beings that emit vibrations that determine the course of the universe, let alone the planet. You've probably created your exact circumstance right now. Through a negative perception, especially for the narcissist, it's very hard to see in the mirror. It's very hard to get that self-reflection. Because who wants to admit that they're, you know, putting out negativity, they're being a narcissist, they're seeing the wrong in everything. It's important to see the best in these people. To see that common denominator we all share. Like I said, even and especially if they don't even know it's there. These energies work in polarities, positives and negatives. And in a way, the ones who are frustrated, who are full of angst, who want the world to change so much that it's emitted through them every day, that passion. So in a way, the person running down the street is emitting these waves of energy that call for war. It's polar opposite. Peace and energy. Peace and war. Energies. They're polar opposites. So in seeing the good in everything, this is the only truth. It is the only truth. It is seeing the purest part in everything. And in doing so, we give a chance to each and every being on this planet. Even those who some would have great issue with. And no matter the notoriety of the person, the fame of the person, that is irrelevant. This evolution is happening on a collective basis as a species. Now, when we're so wrapped into the I self, it's hard to see that. It's hard to see that you are a part of nature. You are a part of the universe. I remember at a time in my life, I thought myself to be existential from the universe. I thought myself to be existential from nature. Like we have a choice. We don't have to live that way. And no matter what, no matter the setting you're in, you are a part of this world. And it's, you know, when it all comes down to it, we are floating in the middle of a big empty of nothingness. As far as we know up to a certain extent, but we are very primitive in our origins. we tend to have the most growth through suffering. Any beings of awakening have heard of the dark night of the soul. They've experienced it, as have I. We have the most growth in these moments. Good can arise out of the dimmest situation. That dimmest of lights can shine. And you can initiate it. That's the beautiful thing. We're here to learn to live consciously and to learn to die consciously. Physically, anyway. And to be conscious of what's going on. Stay tuned with more to come. Good morning, everybody. This is Triggering Transparency, segment 2. Last night we were discussing the dark night of the soul and how, what a universal concept it is for spiritual growth, for personal growth to take place, for surrender. Out of that negativity, how could something so beautiful grow out of all this negativity? How can we look at that negativity as beauty in itself, as a work in progress? It's the only way to go. If you don't like yourself, you start telling yourself you love yourself. And we underestimate these things. Like I say, these things sound superficial, guys. But your body, I'm sure you've heard, is like the simulation theory. And if you haven't, that, you know, your body acts much like that of a computer. And your mind automatically goes to a desktop or laptop or even the phone you're holding in your hand. Like, I'm not a computer. My body's... What are you talking about? In comparison, my friends, because a lot of these things I describe, we don't have words for, so to speak, here. So when you look at your body more like a biological computer, a biological droid of sorts, in a way, that's what it is, your vessel. Now, I am teaching you to look deeper inside. The beautiful thing about this is through spiritual awakening and why it would want to be suppressed for so long by so many is because whenever you go through this, you really become your own priest. You are your own priest and you are your own congregation. Okay? Now, you in the universal sense, let's look at the world around us. Is your view limited just to yourself, just to humanity? No, we see ourselves in everything, because as we learn to identify as the infinite being inside, as we awaken, remember, we are here to live consciously, to learn to live consciously, total consciousness, having that vibration all day long, aware that it's there. Not to get clouded with your thoughts. Because as we think, so shall we be. So we create ourselves. We create these beings that when we were born, we were, you know, instructed that pretty much we weren't adequate enough. We were inadequate. We had to learn how to do things. When a child stands up in the classroom and has a burst of energy, a beautiful burst of energy, let's say, jumps up on his desk, I freaking love life. Life is beautiful. I love you all. Let's say, for instance, everybody may laugh. That child will be labeled as a distraction and told that they can't do that. That is not an appropriate way to act. To act like everybody else should be. This builds a stigma within people. This is what some refer to as programming. As I said, your body is like a computer. If you are literally sad and you tell yourself to smile enough that you are happy and you smile, and you keep telling yourself you're happy, even if you don't believe it, keep doing it. Your body is going to release those endorphins, that serotonin, the dopamine to make you happy, to make you enjoy yourself. Learn to program your body. Learn what you are inside. And if you tell yourself, oh, I'm a science person, I believe in science and seeing is believing, these are all very relative. Like, and this is something that's in the back of everybody's head. It's in our instinctual nature. It's buried in there. It's buried under it, really. And as we learn to surrender those five senses, because what is science? It's based off of the tangible. It's based off of what I can touch, you know, see and touch, the five stages of matter. There's nothing else beyond that. And like last night, what I said, when we get to sure it in our beliefs and like that, we come to the realization, wipe it all out, we're still on a rock floating in the middle of nothingness, pretty much. I mean, not nothingness, but past what we know, yeah. And wow, right? You know, so don't sell yourself short. Like, it's easy for people to doubt certain things. They see the thing out of the corner of their eye and they turn and it's gone, oh, or they see a ghost and just shrug it off. Dig deeper. Allow yourself to dig deeper. We just forget about it and let it go. You know what I mean? Oh, that was weird. You know, didn't make sense. It probably wasn't real. We convince ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And this all goes back to the light spectrum. Now, why isn't this common knowledge by now? We've known about it for a good amount of time that we only see 1%. Out of 99, out of 100, there's 99% we don't see. And what's visible to us is only the rainbow, to our physical eyes. So that veil that was talked about thousands of years ago, maybe there's something to that. You know what I mean? But like I said, pride is a big thing. You know, and people, for this surrender to happen, they need to drop the justification for their actions, the self-righteous justifications. It's okay to be wrong. Not totally wrong, even. Because there's pieces of this truth within every theology, if you find yourself as a big religious person, or even if you call yourself an atheist, there's a spiritual background to it all. I'm going to teach you how to access some of this today. I'm going to teach you how to feel what I'm talking about, what I'm describing. There's a healing energy all around us. There's stuff that we cannot see all around us. In the Far East, they call it chi. In the Middle East, they call it prana. It's been known as many names. It's like a life force. An energy. The energy between us. The keys to our very own spiritual internet of sorts. The hack in. Now, what's important in meditation is to set your intention. And what's important, very important, if you want to keep your flow going, is the detachment, is that you don't feel the need to justify what you're seeing and how it applies to what you think is your own physical experience, to what you know is that. Some people may not be ready to see things if they happen in a past life. Horrid things, or maybe they did horrid things. And they judge them too much to their own experience now. See, and we tend to repeat the same actions. We build up. You know, that's the programmable part. And it's what I'm trying to say is that when you see things in your viewing, even if you're viewing your own physical form, to look at as a third person, almost, as a third perspective, a spiritual perspective. This is much like the life review I describe in my pre-birth experience. And it can be helpful if you let it. So, what's about to happen now, what you feel, is only if you let it. It's as much as you let it. It's a healing energy. We're going to take a couple minutes here. And we're going to learn a breathing exercise. We're going to share. It's important to drop whatever you're doing at some times. I know some of you are parents and working. But find that time to take care of yourself, your spiritual well-being, because we are here to learn how to live consciously and to awaken to that. To awaken to that being, that consciousness becoming conscious of itself as to what you really are. Breathe in through your nose, my friends, and out through your mouth. Imagine a big hole, a good-sized hole where your heart should be. Shut your eyes. Your aura is around you, shining down over you at the top of your head. Just notice it's there. And block out any sounds that might be happening around you. And this is about you now. When you breathe in, imagine there's a mist that you are breathing in. Feel it hit the back of your throat and bring it down to that hole. Down your spine. Let it come out. Now the next time you breathe in, send it up into your head. Let it crawl out and touch that light. Let it bring a piece of that light with it. Breathe it in again. Now send it back down to your heart. And whatever you, that light, that formless light, whatever you imagine it to be, whatever that is to you, send it out into the world. Give form to that which is abstract. And keep repeating. Manifest that vision out into the world. Tap in to that energy. And let go.
Because that purest part of you is true. That is the true you. To pass through the great purification process, we must become self-aware that that is what we are. In my pre-birth memory, there's a...
As we learn to identify as the physical body, as we go through that, as we're giving our options as to who are we to become occupation-wise, gender-wise, societal structures, what is acceptable and what isn't? Why is it okay for some to have this questioning, to feel the need to question, and it's not okay for others? As we grow into our personas, and personality is a translated term for mask, translatable, it takes time. We build up things that we think are not okay and okay, like some people feel that it's right to kill. That it's okay. That it's okay to have hateful views towards another for their race, what have you. Societal views, political views. And these are not instinctual things. This is taught. And we're teachers whether we know it or not, because There's always somebody observing. And as we learn, and as we see ourselves, those things, that structure that we build up within ourselves, that is how we see the world. That is how we perceive things. That is how we judge others. Maybe not even realizing the sheer power we have behind our judgments. It doesn't mean it's not there. Maybe the ignorance of the subject for most of the planet has caused this perpetual down spiral into negative energy. Now we know this earth, it's associated with pain. But as we just talked about, we're going to build something here. Because once one finds that this is not my personal perspective, I'd like to put in a little side disclaimer about that. This is a spiritual perspective. And the spiritual perspective is a universal perspective. Because as I see myself in all of you, I see myself, meaning not the physical self, but what I became aware as in the afterlife, in the intermission state, the before life. I see that in all of you. So that is yourself, and I know that is a piece of me. Because we are pieces of the same whole, of that body, of light. And if you haven't seen that, heard that yet, I encourage you to check it out for a little foundation. That is the Buddha, that when someone says namaste, they are acknowledging the Buddha within you. You know, and as we learn to identify as that. And yes, even though I carried that memory, I identified as a physical flesh suit for a long time. Because this programming is powerful. And with the ignorance of the information necessary. Because yes, we all become our own priests and everything, but this is when discernment really takes play as to who are your guides on this spiritual path, on this physical path. Who are going to steer your ship in the right direction, pretty much. This is spiritual insight, this is spiritual perspective, and it is universal. And not only do we see this Buddha in everything human-wise, remember the ego tends to only want to see the ego. They want to see that science. But this goes beyond the whole of science, the grasp. We would have to completely rewrite the book, the big science book. This is the force that makes up everything, and it is in everything. And once you find this connection here, this permanent consciousness, this totally Zen consciousness. You will have that connection with the earth in itself, with the universe in itself. Learn the ways to master your time here. And your time here cannot be defined by your occupation as such, or what you do, or what you like to do, or what you don't like to do. These things that all make up your personality. And yes, I'm not saying leave everything, because we do these things. I'm drinking coffee right now. I enjoy it. I'm smoking a cigarette, my friends, but I'm not a smoker, because we don't identify with the actions. A person who is a police officer tends to identify with as being a cop. They're a blue life, even, they say. But you're human beyond that, beyond any of those things. Do not identify with your actions so much. This is part of the letting go. Don't feel the need to justify your actions as good or bad. Just be. Just be in the now. Don't equate your present situation to your past experiences. Just be. Be right here. Stay in that perpetual state of consciousness where you are aware of everything around you. And everything that's taking place within you. And by that, yes, I mean everything. Even the planet as a whole. intuitively seeing the roots, man, of all that is. This is how it is. And once we learn how to live consciously, some might call it awakening. And the whole thing about awakening is it's not just a faddy thing. It's not something you just do for fun on the weekends. This is how it is. This is not so much a change of being, but an affirmation, a getting back to what it was, how it is. Realizing your power and creating something with it. Literally manifesting better change. Affirming. Some people may still be attached to physical desires or have a certain stigma about it. Kyle, if you were so spiritual, you wouldn't be on the phone right now and all this, say in a podcast. You'd be off in a cave somewhere eating goji berries and what guys have done in the past. But to this I say to you, we are here to paint beauty on a canvas of lesser frequency. We are here to raise that vibration up. And what better way to do it? What a better way than to interject something beautiful into a canvas of lesser frequency such as this? Raise it. Don't identify so much with your occupation. Even if you're doing a job you don't agree with, bring some beauty into that environment. Bring beauty into your life. Find the purpose within everything. You bring the purpose because you are walking around in it. Connections we make in this world. See, with this persona we build and everything, it brings a superiority status. We may see people as superior to us because they've done more with this system. They've advanced through the ranks. So we feel inadequate to them. Which is never the case. It could be even talking about a president or somebody really famous. We all meet on that common denominator, that human factor. That spiritual factor, not the human, not the I self. See, the human factor, that is the seeing everybody and everything is that. And we are all at different levels or ranks, if you will. It's not so different than years, years ago. With kings and peasants. It's just different names now. So when you do let go of that, it's not saying that you can't have things. But that is saying that they do not own you. They do not define you. None of it. And watch your habits start to break down. You take back your power. You create something positive out of a negative situation. We are beautiful, beautiful beings of light. And we have only just begun to shine. I carry you with me always. This is the awareness. I'm aware of what's taking place. Some people start to see things in their lives and lash out at them. Unbeknownst to the energies they're setting out that create their own experience. See, once we're aware of this, it doesn't mean like it's just a given. There's still work There's still work to do. It's a tearing down of sorts. But we don't focus on that so much because as the Buddha said, the first Buddha, the one who identified as such, who remembered, the one who awoken, he said, when this comes, it'll be unlike anything that we've ever seen throughout time. And I'm referring to some would call the end days, but I call the beginning of anew. Because what does apocalypse mean? A new beginning. That's what it means. Nothing of the old can be left behind. Let's bring the planet into total consciousness. Starting with our children. Teach them that they can, like, to change something. You understand? You can't just separate yourself entirely for it. To totally delve in. Not judging your own dark night of the soul. Not letting it define you. Once a junkie, always a junkie, or a cheater, always a cheater. These are not true statements. But if you think that way, they will be for you. Because as we think, so shall we be. Recognize and appreciate the power of your thought. You are a powerhouse of creation. Start acknowledging that which you create. Zen all around us. And we tie it in. This has been Triggering Transparency. I'd like you to join me next week. To all of you out there, one love. One love.
These spirits here, and they can't let go. We are creators. That's my point.